إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى is رب العالمين. The meaning of the word رب, the صفات of ربوبيه of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, this is part of our عقيده of توحيد, where we believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى as the one worthy of worship, which is called Uluhiyat, and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb, which is called Rububiyat. And the third part of Tawheed is Tawheed fi Asma wa Sifatillahi ta'ala, which is the Tawheed of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the Rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Rabb, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the, he takes something which is initial, which is incomplete, and takes it and nourishes it through stage by stage to a level of perfection and completeness. The sifat al-rububiyyah is that which takes a seed which is inert, which has nothing in it, or nothing meaning it has, you can't see anything in it, it's a small seed, and then the seed is planted, and eventually stage by stage it grows into a massive tree, into an oak. In Yemen, I was not Yemen, in Oman, when I was there last week, in Salalah, we were driving up, and the driver showed us a tree, and it's very interesting because these were baobab trees. I didn't know that baobab grew in that area, but they were baobab trees, and the driver said that tree is over 1,000 years old. And that is quite possible because I have seen baobabs in Africa which are over 3,000 years old. Now, if you think about it, which means that that tree was there on the earth when Ibrahim alayhi salam was there. What is the meaning of 3,000 years? That's what it means. It means that this tree has been alive for 3,000 years. This is a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalal. And that also comes out of a seed. Now you have to see a baobab tree to understand size. The first time I saw that, I was absolutely astounded. First of all, it looks like a tree that is stuck in the ground upside down, because the branches of the tree, if you look at it from a distance, they look like roots. And the trunk is there, and so it looks like that some tree has been taken and turned upside down and stuck in the ground with the roots in the air. It has a huge, massive, bulbous trunk. You 10 people holding hands cannot go around it. It's that big. It's massive. It's an absolutely amazing structure. I've seen huge, I've seen a herd of elephants and a massive herd bull. If you look at that elephant, that elephant looks like a mountain, but next to the tree, it looks like an ant. It is that big, that tree, absolutely massive. And the ages of them, 3,000 years, 4,000 years old. Now, point I'm making here is that here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, who created this thing from a seed, takes it from stage by stage to a stage of completion, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with it. The reason I'm saying this is because if you look at our own lives, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing with us, taking us stage by stage to a stage of completion, with one difference. And that difference is that the tree has no choice in what stages it wants to go up and so on and so forth. But we, for us, Allah has given us choice. This is the ikhtiyar which Allah has given us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the case of the tree, the qadar of the tree is written in that sense, that what is going to happen, it will happen. But in our case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us choices. So when we are looking at going from one stage of our beings and one stage of our development to the next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us from one stage to the next, but Allah gives us choices of what we want and how we want to develop and where we want to go. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنَ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Let him, the one who wants to have faith, let him have faith, and the one who wants to deny, let him deny. So this choice is given. Do you want faith or you want to deny? And depend on the choice, you go where you want. I'll come back to this, but just as a side note, last night I was listening to one of my favorite speakers, Leslie Hazelton, on a very short little clip on the, she was talking about death. Now Leslie, effectively she is saying that, you know, she was talking about the fact that she is not afraid of death and so on, and in the course of that she mentioned quite frivolously the issue of life after death. And she said that, you know, some people believe in life after death. And she said that in a very frivolous kind of a tone. Now the reason I'm saying that is because this is a lady whose lecture on the Quran is quite amazing, and it's a wonderful lecture. If you listen to her lecture on the Quran, and very complimentary, very nice lecture. In that lecture, she said that she studied three different translations of the Quran. Three different translations. And so I don't know how much Arabic she knows, wallahu alam, but she, in terms of translation, she studied three different translations. I don't know how many Muslims have studied three different translations. How many Muslims studied even one? Wallahu, but this is the lady who studied three different translations. And her attitude with regard to life after death is that it does not exist. It doesn't exist. Now, Ajib, after three different translations of the Quran, you do not believe that there is life after death. It's truly hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to give hidayat to her. She's a wonderful lady. We ask Allah to give hidayat to ourselves as well. The point I'm making here is that choices Allah gives us. So therefore, when we choose a path, then Allah gives us things which will take us forward in that path. Take Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the job of taking the message to Firaun. Now, if you look at Musa alayhi salam's situation at that time, he was a single man alone, no help, no nothing. He needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. Go towards Firaun, he has rebelled. What do you and I believe that Musa alayhi salam would need at that time? Here is Allah sending him to Firaun. So if somebody asked me, what do you think Musa alayhi salam needs, what would I say? First thing I would say is he needs wealth. He needs money, because without money nothing will happen. That's our understanding of life, right? We look for material solutions to our problems. This is our normal tendency. Material solutions. I've got a headache, first thing I reach for is Tylenol. Material solution. I don't make dua. Although, if you ask me where is Shifa coming from, I will not tell you it comes out of the bottle. Shifa comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my aqidah, I believe this. But if you look at behavior, which must illustrate the aqidah, then where is the behavior? So we look for material solutions. So Musa alayhi salam, what does he need? He needs money, he needs followers and supporters, he needs he needs an army maybe, wallahu alam. So all kinds of material things we think that Musa alayhi salam needs. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a dua which Musa alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that dua? Musa alayhi salam says, Rabbi shrahli sadri. First and foremost, oh Allah, expand my chest. Meaning what? It doesn't mean physically. Expanding the chest means to fill his chest with knowledge, to fill his chest with confidence, to fill his chest with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give him the understanding of the message and the understanding of what he must do, to give him the wisdom to understand whatever the challenges are that he faces, to give him the wisdom to create solutions as he goes along. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri. Very simple. Make this amr, make this hukum that you have given me, make this assignment that you have given me easy for me. Make it easy for me. How to make it easy? What is the meaning of easy? What are the things that I need ease from? Allah is not asking you for an instruction manual. Just make dua. Ya Allah, make it easy. What is easy? You know what is easy. You know what are the difficulties that are going to come. I do not know. So whatever it is, make it easy. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَهَلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Undo the knot in my tongue. You know, that refers also to the speech impairment which he had. But what it means also is, give me the words. Give me the ability to explain. Give me the ability to communicate to people in a way that reaches their heart. وَهَلُوا الْأُغْدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِ يَبْقَوْ قَوْلِي. So that they understand my. So now he is talking about not only, he's saying change their hearts before my voice even reaches their ears. Right? So make them understand. So that they understand what I say. Understanding is not in my words. Understanding is your gift to them. Take Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again. Here we have a situation in Makkah where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has got all kinds of opposition. He has again, in the same case like Musa Alaihi Wasallam, no wealth, no influence, even though he comes from the premier family of Makkah. But people don't want to listen to him and so on and so forth. All kinds of difficulties, all kinds of challenges. And the challenges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, change their belief, change their social system, change their whole overall, life goals, change their sense of, the sense and concept of justice. I mean, all kinds of things which are, if you tell me which are the most difficult things to change, I will say these are the most difficult things to change. It's not difficult to change other things, but to change somebody's belief, yeah, absolutely, almost to the point of impossibility. This is the difficulty. And in all that difficulty, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask? Rabbi zidni ilman. Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. He didn't say ask Allah for supporters and, wealth and money and people and politics and political pressure or my political position or armies or not. Rabbi zidni ilman. Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. Ajib. Today, if we look at, the reason I'm saying that is, today if you look at our own lives, individually and collectively, individually of course we have to look at whatever challenges we are facing, and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then see what is Allah giving me. Here, the Nabi, according to us, needs wealth and this, but Allah has given him knowledge. So is that useful or not useful? I mean, that's a dumb question, because if Allah has given it, obviously it is useful. But that is the issue. The issue is, can you see the value in the gift that Allah has given us? Or are we chasing some mirage that we have created in our own minds? That I think I need this. You may think you need this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks you need something else. And Allah has given that gift. So what is that thing which Allah has given us at an individual level and at a collective level? Today at a collective level also, if you look at it, individual level, of course, each one has to look for himself. What are the difficulties or what are the challenges he or she faces. But at a collective level, it is there in front of us. Right? We have no influence in the globe, we have no political power in the globe, we have this, we have that. Now, point is that these are the challenges. So how do we get this? How do we get to become influential people? How do we get to become people who are beloved? And usually our tendency will be to look for, once again, material means to get it. So first we need to stand for elections, then we need to get seats, and then we need to do this, and then we must have power in the parliament, and we must have this and that. These are the usual solutions that are given, all material oriented. Somebody says, grow an army. Somebody says, build nuclear weapons. The reality is that Muslims as a people have all of this already. We have armies, we have nuclear weapons, we have got political power, we have countries which we rule, so to speak. We're sitting on an ocean of oil, we are sitting on all kinds of natural resources and minerals. So who says we don't have resources? Who says we do not have material wealth? We got everything. But that is doing us no good. That is doing us no good, and that actually has become a source of problem for us. So therefore we have to see what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us which we are not recognizing and which we need to recognize and leverage. And the number one in that is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a connection with Him which is La ilaha illallah. Are we using that? Are we leveraging that? The simplest thing is, look at our masajid in Salatul Fajr. Where is the La ilaha illallah in this masjid? Our masajid, alhamdulillah, are filled with malaika, with angels in Salatul Fajr. Every masjid in the world is filled with angels. Couple of human beings, but the rest of the masjid, that's why I never say masjid is empty. It's not empty, alhamdulillah, it's filled with malaika, mashallah, very good. What do you want? Allah, really, we have to wake up and see that Allah has given us this iman, Allah has given us this deen. What is the value that we have for this deen? This ka bhi kuch wazan hai na, deen ka. Kuch maqam hai ki nahi hai? Kya maqam hai? Seriously, this is, and this is what Allah gave to the Anbiya alayhi salam. He gave them deen. He gave them hidayah. They also need it. And I mean, there's no comparison between the challenges of the Anbiya and our challenges. But which means, of course, that even for challenges which were much bigger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them deen. Allah gave them yaqeen. Allah gave them ta'alluq with Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, which they used and they were successful. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the same things. But the difference is we do not use it. At the most, lip service, beyond that, we don't use it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to use the gifts that He has given us and to teach us how to use them and to leverage them so that we also become successful. We ask Allah for His patience and His mercy and His guidance. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.